Welcome back. We are going
welcome.
To... Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. True.
We are going to talk a little bit about some of the worst hunting goading people into the worst hunting setups we've ever seen before. Mm. Or like kind of the crappiest scenarios trying to hunt. Because we've all been there where, you know, Joey invites you on a hunt and he doesn't necessarily think it's going to go that bad. But then you get there and then it doesn't go that good.
But then you forget that some of your friends are overweight and not in as good a shape as you.
Right. It was hard for everybody that day. And many a day.
Shots across the bow.
I mean.
You were a lot heavier back then.
Absolutely.
You were a lot heavier back then.
You're thinking of the specific day?
You're thinking of Mark's? That's what I was thinking of, but I won't use that now.
I mean,
that's what you would use.
I mean, I was.
Was I there for this?
Let's just put it this way. I was in the worst shape of my life. I was eating anything I wanted to eat. Let's just put it that way. And
heavily.
I wasn't running. So the cardio wasn't good. All right.
No and cardio.
No cardio.
Cardio. And I'm telling you, I'm being honest. Look, I was not in a good position to go on that hunt.
Real bad.
It wasn't
bro,
good,
were,
dude.
You were good. You don't do that.
We no, probably it was, had to walk it like turned out fine, but it was not
park,
fun.
We had to park the truck a mile from where we were going to start to walk into where we were going to hunt.
Yeah. So we get there, and that wasn't the hard part. Nobody was annoyed when we got to the
edge
of the marsh.
We were carrying decoys, all of our gear,
I just
want
to say,
stuff.
Nobody, when we got that mile to the edge of the marsh, nobody was upset by that point, okay? The point where people got upset was when we started walking into the quote-unquote marsh, and we very quickly realized that this marsh that we were going to be hunting in was actually just a fucking field of cattails, like a section big.
There's no water?
Hey, there's water, dude. About enough for you to get like 10 cups of water. And I'm exaggerating, but dude, the hole in this little marsh that Joey swore to us there was so many ducks in, which I believe in that there were.
There was a lot.
Hey, the hole was about as wide as this basement. Okay.
You're an asshole.
And not even.
And it was about maybe half as long as this length of this basement. So
it was probably like a 40 by 15.
40 foot by 15 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
And there were.
And
so it's like large. It was a large impoundment of cattails. And then there were small sections of water all over it. And the day before I was goose hunting and I was just watching ducks dump into this thing. And I'm like, we're going to hunt this in the morning.
Here's the best part. Our buddy Matt. He didn't.
Wallen?
Yeah.
Oh, you asshole.
Was it Wallen that didn't have a blind bag or was that Connor's lunchbox?
Oh, that was Wallen's lunchbox.
Wallen had a fucking lunchbox for his blind bag. And at one point, I'm carrying his lunchbox log in the water. And by the way, the whole way through the fucking cattails, you can't see that there's this little body of water up ahead. So you're just blindly walking through like cattails. And the mud was probably like 12 to 18 inches thick for sure, deep. Yes. That you're just every single step, 18 inches of solid mud. And I tripped and fell, ate shit, dropped all my stuff in the water in the mud, buried all the shit in Matt's fucking cooler. He had his little lunchbox cooler. Came open, all this shit's pouring out. At this point, my face, like everything about me, is covered in mud.
So red,
sweating my ass off, like 305 fucking pounds, dude. And we're walking through 18 inches of mud back to this hole that doesn't even fucking exist. We get there, dude. We find our little spots in this thing. We hunted out there for like 3 fucking hours. Didn't see a single duck.
No, we saw ducks. They were like 400 yards up.
No, we didn't. Maybe we saw fucking 5 ducks 400 yards up. Didn't even give us a look.
It was disappointing.
We had to hike my fat ass back out of there with the lunchbox, all of our shit. And, dude, I'll never forget. I came out of there, and I was one with the swamp, bro. I was wearing it. I fell twice.
So angry.
Yeah, I fell twice, dude. I mean, like, I came out of there. I had become Children of the Marsh, and I stunk, and I was sweating my ass off. It was terrible. And Joey was having the time of his life watching it occur.
It was pretty funny because I'm just gliding through this marsh.
I mean, I think Joey was sinking in like 6 inches and I'm 18 inches deep every step of this mud.
And like back then too, like Cal and Matt are the biggest guys, so they're carrying the most gear.
For sure.
And Cal is just like,
I thought my heart was going to stop.
Dunking himself into that goose shit bottom marsh that hasn't been walked into in 80 years.
Head hurts.
It was incredible.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It was terrible. If he asked me today, you want to go back there, I'm in far better shape than I've been in years. I wouldn't go.
You would go back?
No.
No, you wouldn't go back?
No.
Okay.
Just out of the, I think it's just the trauma. The trauma that occurred there.
What if I sent you a video of all the birds landing?
I can still smell that marsh.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, now, oh, yeah. Yeah, now, if you sent me a video and you were like, yeah, there's 40 mallards in there just for me and you,
you'd go?
I would go.
Oh, wow.
But now that said, I think it would be a much easier time for me to get back there now.
Sure.
So it wouldn't freak me out as much. But yeah, I got told there's 40. I went then, too. I kept going. I walked all the way out there. No birds.
What you got, Gab?
Oh, man, I got some good ones. There's some goat shows I've been a part of. The one that comes to mind, though, that I think about the most, we went to North Dakota. Would have been right after my senior year. It had been 2015 we went there, six of us. And we get turned down for permission hard from this lady to access this pond. But there's a sliver of water that runs to the road. So my buddy Jake goes, why don't we just walk it? I was like, Jake, that's 2.5 miles through the water. He's like, it ain't gonna be that bad. I'm like, in the dark?
Was there a pile of birds where you guys wanted to hunt?
Oh.
Okay.
Easily, I would say 5,000 to 6,000 miles. You could have walked across this pond.
All right.
We noticed it because we drove by and the whole pond was shifting. It was the most mallards in one pond I've ever seen personally.
Dope.
And so I'm like, Jake, it's like 2.5 mile walk through the water in the dark. He's like, North Dakota ponds. It's all solid bottom. You'll be fine. I'm like,
oh my God.
Bullshit.
Yikes.
I was like, this is a horrible plan.
Goated.
He's like, and mind you, we have two dogs with. So the dogs are going to swim the 2.5 miles with us.
They're toast.
So Jake's like, dude, we're doing it. We're going to do it, buddy. I was like, you know what? We got nothing else, brother. You want to do it? Let's do it. 10 steps in. I lose all footing, and I am hanging on a bag of decoys, praying I don't sink. Feet are kicking, and I'm like, I can't touch the fucking bottom.
Oh,
I got
no, nothing.
I'm just swimming.
Oh,
I'm
no, swimming.
Mind you, I got a shotgun and my shell bag on my back. And this is when I'm like poor. I don't have a nice shell bag. It's not waterproof.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like kicking and I got my gun and my bag up in the air. I got one arm on the decoys. We're in the dark. I'm like, if I go in, it's over. I'm never coming home. It's also the second weekend of November and like 18 degrees
it's
outside.
Cold. Yeah, yeah.
Cold. And we couldn't hunt from the side we could get to because it's a strong northwest wind in our face. And I was like, we got to get to the other side of the pond.
Mm-hmm.
So we walk. We get like a mile into this walk. And finally, you can touch bottom again. We can touch bottom for like 200 yards. And then what are we all doing again? Swimming. So we're all just literally, all of us are just sitting on a bag of decoys, kicking our feet, swimming across this pond. At this point, we're in too deep. We're in way too deep to bail.
Might as well go.
Yeah, we're at this point, like, risk it. Let's go. We get all the way across. What we fail to realize is the day before is 36 degrees and no wind. Sunny, beautiful. That day, 18, 10 overnight, and 35 to 40 mile an hour northwest winds. Every bird left. Every bird. We shot 7 mallards that day and a snow goose that we shot at what I'm going to tell, in all honesty, 150 plus yards. We'd watched thousands of snows fly over and finally all of us were like, fuck it. Think we can hit one? Five of us lighted up and literally you saw one go and then just tumble. The ugliest juvie stew I've ever put my hands on hits the water, blows half the chest feathers off when it hits.
That
is probably the biggest goat show because honestly, I thought I was going to die. There were a couple times where I held on the decoys. I was like, God, I hope I don't. I can't touch it.
That's bad.
Oh,
It's foolish. Do not want your life vest to be a bag of decoys.
Yeah, and the best part, no life vest. Nothing. Right, all right. of us picked a bag of decoys that we thought could float us in case we ran into trouble, and that was what our plan was. Now, mind you, I have Ginger, who's at the time 7, and my buddy Ben has his dog, and they're both just swimming right along. We get there, Ginger crawls up on the first fucking marsh, lays down.
She's taking like, a nap,
kiss
yeah.
my ass. I ain't picking a bird. She didn't go get a single bird. She fucking chilled the whole time.
Holy shit.
And then we had to walk out.
Same yeah, I was situation. Say.
Go back.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I walked across versus like angle to the truck. I walked across and walked out because that I felt was safer and better.
Yeah.
And it was. But yeah. that was easily the wildest shit I've ever done.
That's a dick show.
Oh, sure. Dude. Jake and I still laugh this day when we talk about it.
Bad.
I mean,
you got a good one?
Where do I start?
I know.
You know?
I know. Just pick one.
Just pick a category. You know,
I think the flooded timber one for you has got to be up there for the ones I've been a part of.
Oh, the one we were talking about in the main podcast?
Yeah, that one.
No. That actually went pretty smoothly.
You and Wallen trailer?
No, me and Wallen, that is one that I was thinking of. I'll just tell that one. We went out to this lake that we've never hunted before. I was going out there for a wedding, for my brother-in-law's brother's wedding. And I go, hey, man, you want to come to the wedding with me? You want to be my plus one? He's like... I'm like, well, we can duck hunt out there. It's really good duck hunting. He goes, okay, sounds good. He goes, you got a spot? I was like, nope, but you got a boat. He goes, hell yeah, let's go. So we go out there for the wedding, and we brought our other buddy, Shane.
Ooh.
But he got too drunk the night before, and he didn't want to go hunting. And so we're like, sounds good. We went out hunting, just Matt and I, found this lake that is known for canvasback hunting in Minnesota. Used to have a bunch of canvasback hunting clubs on it. And we went out there, launched the boat. All we see out there is pencil reeds. So, like, we didn't scout it whatsoever. We just knew that this lake was good. Went out there, saw a bunch of birds, dude. Like, so many. Canvasbacks, every kind of diver, bunch of mallards. We get out there, and the first couple birds that fly in are 2 coots. And we're like, why not? Just plugged him right off the water, right? Riley jumps out there, grabs him. Sick. Yeah, we're not skunked, you know? We're Coots. Not skunked. And then we just start seeing mallards and mallards and mallards, like, all over in the sky. We're not even really looking at the water. Sun starts to come up. There are thousands of coots on this lake. And I mean thousands, Gavin, in rafts of, like, 1,000 here, 1,000 here, 1,000 there, 10,000 there, 6,000, like, just a ridiculous amount of coots. And all the mallards, all the canvasbacks, all the ringnecks landing with the coots. And we're like, I'm calling my ass off trying to get these birds in there. And they're just like, meh, fuck you. And I'm like thinking to myself, maybe it's our hide. You know, we got this 16-foot deep V in pencil reeds with burlap hanging out the side.
Yes.
That's our hide. And I'm like, man, we gotta find like a point that's public and whatever. We have to ditch the boat and sit on land. It's all private. So I'm like, shit. So then he goes and gets his F-250 and he's pulling down the boat ramp and you just hear this huge pop. And we're like, what the fuck was that? And then I drive the boat onto the trailer. Cool. And then he starts going. And we are stuck on this landing. And I'm like, what is happening? And he's like giving it. And he starts spinning the tires. I'm like, what? Like, I was so baffled.
Yeah.
And then he puts it in four low.
This big truck trying to pull out this little boat.
Right. He puts it in four low. And then it just, like, the loudest pop you've ever heard in your life. And that thing, you just hear metal on concrete. You just see, because those DNR launches have, like,
the
concrete, gravel, concrete, gravel, concrete.
Yeah.
And we popped off the axle, off the boat. And I'm like, what is happening here? So I get off, and we're just, like, both dumbfounded. It is dark. We hunted all day. Didn't shoot a fucking bird other than 2 coots at first light, and we didn't want to shoot any more
Not
coots.
Skunked.
Yeah, we weren't skunked. And I'm like, what did we hit? And I walk straight into the hole. It was like, I went so far over my waders, I can't even tell you how deep this hole was. 4 feet? 4 feet, like halfway down
like
the ramp.
Sinkhole?
Straight up sinkhole. Like to hell. Like straight
like,
to hell.
Like literally
we
disappearing.
Just gone. And this farmer is just laughing. He's laughing his ass off. And he comes up, he goes, oh, you found the sinkhole. And I'm like, it's yeah, like I'm soaked, dude. I'm like,
move the fucking boat.
I'm like,
dude.
Yeah, I am soaked. And he goes, yeah, yeah. Well, how'd you guys do? And I'm like, not good. He goes, they land with all the coots. I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, yeah, you did it wrong. He's like, back in the day, all these canvasback hunting clubs, they knew what they were doing. I was like, okay, asshole. Like, I was so upset. And he's like, well, how are you guys going to do this? I was like, I don't know. Do you know any places that we can get a new axle? Because Matt, you know, mechanic boy, he's like, we're fucked. He's like, we need a new axle.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. How much do those cost? He's like, $500. I'm like, fuck. You know? And it's yeah. his boat. So yeah. I'm like, cool. And, and he's like, how about this? His farm is literally across from the launch. He's like, I'll grab my tractor, I'll pull it into the shop, you guys go get the axle, and then you can fix it in the shop. I've got all the tools you need. I was like, really? Wow, that's incredible. So we run to the Fleet Farm, come back like an hour and a half later. It was a ways away. And we're like, is this enough tonnage? You know, blah, blah, blah. We get back there, and he proceeds to get us hammered drunk. He was the coolest dude ever. And he's just like, he was just kind of like a dick. He's like, yeah, you don't know what you're doing. I'm like, well, I kind of know what I'm doing. He's like, no, you fucking don't. This yeah. is my lake. You don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. So I swallowed my pride. He's like, dude, you need coot decoys. I was like, really? He goes, I got 2 dozen here. When you're at Fleet Farm, grab another 2 dozen. I was like, they sell coot decoys? And he's like, yeah. So I picked up 2 dozen, used his 2 dozen. We fucking mopped him up the next day. So we fixed the axle, stayed in his barn. It was a super nice barn, elk mounts everywhere. Just had a great time. That was my first time, like, drinking brandy. Never been, like, brandy, dude. He was so old. And he's just like, yeah, yeah, I'm telling you. You got to set out a raft of coots. That's how you kill them. I was like, okay.
Worked.
Fucking hammered mallards and canvas bags. Limits.
Before we end this, do you want to know the biggest shit show the three of us have all been a part of that we all forgot to mention?
No.
You can't think of the biggest shit show that the three of us have been a part of.
I mean, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Shit show.
Oh, the dead battery.
Almost, fuck, what we killed. What we jumped a mallard and killed one teal or two teal.
Oh,
we
your
almost
dog
break
hurt
my
himself.
Dog, and then we fucking strand Matt, or Cal and Joey out on the marsh until almost midnight. 9:30 calls. Hey, man, you got to come get us. I'm like, I'm an hour from the launch. He's like, we know.
That was
but we're
bad.
Stuck out here.
That was
thank
really
God
bad.
It was warm.
Yeah,
we'll have to tell that full story again sometime.
That, I don't think that full story's ever been talked about.
Probably not.
Like
we've touched on it, but not the full thing.
Cal got kind of scared because coyotes were howling.
That's not true. That's a literal
he's
lie.
Worried about getting eaten.
Dude, do you think they're close?
I did not say that. That's not real at all.
I just remember driving down.
It's 100%
not real.
Those sound really close.
I just remember driving down and looking at Matt being like, how are we going to tow a boat?
Dude.
When you have a mud motor.
I don't want to get into too many details, but I'll never forget Joey telling me that I should hold the fucking I should hold the fucking Lucky Duck battery with my hand, then hold the other battery with my other hand,
yeah.
And he was going to try to start the motor.
I did suggest that.
Holy shit. I'll never forget looking at him like, you fucking do that shit. He didn't want to do it. All right.
No.
All right.
We gotta go.
Love you guys. We gotta go. See ya.